Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Wednesday of the seventh week of Ordinary Time, and continuing with the Collaborative Dominican Novitiate in Chicago, today we hear from Sister Julie Rambin, who is a novice with the Sinsinawa Dominican Sisters, with a preaching entitled Finding the Good.
A reading from the Gospel of Mark. The disciple John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us." But Jesus said, "Do not stop him, for no one who does a deed of power in my name will be able soon afterward to speak evil of me. Whoever is not against us is for us." In this passage, John and the other disciples tell Jesus about someone breaking the rules, casting out demons, using Jesus' name, but apparently without his permission. Perhaps the disciples want to see him take action against the rogue miracle worker. Maybe they're looking for praise for their attitude of loyalty and righteous condemnation of the offender. Either way, once again, the disciples get surprised because Jesus sees the world quite differently. Earlier in this chapter of Mark, the disciples experienced their own inability to cast out a demon, and they had to call Jesus himself to do it. The experience of inadequacy, the experience of failure, can leave a person feeling anxious, self-critical, and critical of others. It's easy to spend our energy looking around at other people, focusing on what they are doing wrong, trying to make ourselves feel better by comparison, and distracting from our real, painful feelings. Maybe this was a part of what prompted the disciples to be critical of another miracle worker they encountered. They're telling Jesus how bad the other guy was. But Jesus really doesn't seem concerned about the other guy. Jesus answers them very practically, pointing out that someone who's using his name as a magic word or meal ticket probably won't be denouncing him anytime soon. Trusting in the power of God, Jesus focuses here on accepting what someone brings, no matter how imperfect, and in it, finding the good. In this passage, the disciples recount to Jesus how they corrected someone. In context, they seem motivated not so much by the good of the other, more to bolster their own sense of self-righteousness. Jesus, utterly secure in himself as one beloved of God, possessed true freedom from those sorts of ego-centered demands. Jesus was not shocked or threatened by someone's sins or imperfections. Jesus' inward freedom meant he could be free to discover traces of God, even in the midst of imperfection. Despite the manifold sins and faults of the disciples, Jesus didn't despair. He kept looking for the signs of God's goodness hidden within them. Even today, the risen Christ gazes on us. Amidst all the ways we condemn and judge and exclude one another, Christ sees those tiny lights of God flickering within each one of us. Risen Christ, beloved of God, help us to look on our own inadequacies with mercy. Teach us to look more deeply, to see as you see, with eyes ready to see God, ready to be surprised. Open our eyes to see the goodness of God in all things, in the persons we encounter, and in the world around us.